Cities can be overwhelming and alienating, but this can also lead to their vitality. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Martin Krieger, professor of planning at the University of Southern California, discusses the pros and cons of living next to so many people.
Cities are unavoidably congested, conflict-ridden, hierarchized, and alienating. They are as well the sources of invention and entrepreneurship, political empowerment, social mobility, and community. They always have too many people and activities. They are congested, they are crowded and noisy and messy. But that also means they allow for lots of interaction among peoples and institutions, just the source of their vitality. Cities are conflict-ridden just because they are the confluence of cultures and interests and peoples. Through politics, economic exchange, and spatial separation of various peoples and uses, they resolve these conflicts more or less well. The division of labor and specialization is further articulated in cities just because of the density of people in the city and the availability of goods from other places such as the hinterlands or other cities. It's unlikely you grow your own food. That, too, makes for productivity and opportunity. Hierarchies in cities, rather than being based on hereditary status and land, are likely based on specialized talents and skills, on race and ethnicity, and on earned wealth. And often they're expressed spatially through where people live and work. Such hierarchies do allow for mobility for some, while being all too present for most. And yes, cities are alienating, for whatever solidarity or community one might have had is now erased. But given the varieties of people, new communities develop, and there is freedom to forget your past and start anew. What we most complain about is a source of what we value the most. Surely we can alleviate congestion, conflict, hierarchy, and alienation, and government and planning try to do so. But in the end, we're stuck with a cornucopia of opportunity and the burdens of constraint.
That was Martin Krieger of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Well, I shuffle through the city.